for a recycling center and a weight scale operation to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Gumbo 100, Sussex County, containing 30.89 acres, more or less. The property is located on the north side of Lowe's Road, approximately 63 feet southwest of Betts Road. The 911 address is 20139 Lowe's Road, Millsboro. The tax map is District 333, Map 14, Parcel 23. Staff would note for the record that there was submitted a site plan, an exhibit booklet. We also received an environmental impact statement, and we also received letter comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division saying that it was not currently located within a sanitary sewer district. There's also a staff analysis. There's also a subsurface exploration report, and there's results from the service level evaluation from DLDOT, and that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. We thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm an attorney from here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant Terms 2 LLC. I have with me this evening some people I would like to introduce you to, if you don't mind. They include Barry Baker, who is sitting here in the checked shirt, who is a principal of the applicant. I have Kyle Lamprin, who is with 10 Bears and is available to answer any environmental questions you may have. And I have Mike Ryman from Becker Morgan, who is the design principal that worked on this particular application. We have submitted to you a conditional use booklet and some proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval. Within that conditional use booklet, you would find what you would hope to find, and that is, of course, aerial photos of the site, detailed site maps indicating to you what is the activity that previously has occurred on site, will occur in the future, its location, and how it all comes together. A zoning map, which indicates the other permitted activities in the area. And there are a number of things, including only the first pages of the environmental assessment, the phase one environmental assessment, and the limited evaluation. And the reasoning behind that is that those two documents are comparatively thick and are available for your review, or have been reviewed by you in the zoning office. If you will permit me, the applicant owner of the site is Term 2 LLC. The property is located on Lowe's Road, west of Selbyville, in an area maybe, I would guess, 2 miles west of Selbyville. And if you're familiar with Route 54, there's a big loopy turn to the right, and then another one off Hudson Road to the left, and you begin to enter into the Great Swamp area. And this road breaks off from that Route 54. The total acreage of the site is 30.8878 acres and is currently zoned AR1 agricultural residential. We're not asking that the zoning classification be changed, but we are asking that conditional use be granted for the particular operation that my client would like to put on site. Previously, there have been two zoning applications before this board, and I guarantee you one of them was not before any of you, and that is conditional use number 187, which was granted in 1974, which was for a borrow pit and related activities. And again, as late as last year, in November 1st, the commission reviewed a site plan for the placement of an 8,000 square foot pole barn with weigh scale for the continuation of the operation that was then in existence. What we are proposing here is a recycle center and a weigh scale operation. This is consistent with the comprehensive land use plan, which is identifies the site as a low density area and the state's strategy for spending map, in which this is a level 4, but there are no expenditures required by the state, or any other governmental entity. As was pointed out by Ms. Cornwell in her review of this application, there was a DLDOT level of service letter that was submitted with the application and prior to the application actually being filed. No traffic impact study is required. The letter itself states that there would be no more than 50 vehicles per hour or 500 per day. When Mr. Ryman and Mr. Baker testify, you'll find that that number is exceedingly high compared to what the actual use of the property will be. There is on-site sanitary waste disposal for the employees and truck drivers that will be coming on-site. Similarly, there is on-site well to provide them with potable drinking water. And with those thoughts in mind, if you'll permit me, I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Ryman.
Okay.
One moment, I grabbed too much.
Thank you, Mr. Schrader. Again, for the record, my name is Mike Ryman. I'm an engineer with Becker Morgan Group. We're the engineers for the project. And I guess before we get into kind of the proposed plan, I want to talk a little bit about the history. I think, Janelle, do you have the maps that I sent you? Your turn. Oh, sorry, you got control. There we go. So, as Mr. Schrader mentioned, the conditional use 187 that was granted in 1974 granted the use of this site as a borrow pit operation, and it had operated as that use for some time. Just to kind of get us oriented, Lowe's Road is here. Obviously, this is the site. This is a photo from, I believe, 2002. So this is a 2002 aerial photo. At some point between sort of 1970, late 70s, early 80s, until as recently as about 2012, 2013, the site actually operated as a hot mix facility. So what you're seeing in this aerial photo is actually a hot mix operation with material stockpiles, et cetera. And are these all linked? So I can just go to the next page?
Yep.
Okay. So this photo is 2012. You can see the hot mix plant was still there. You can see the materials and the gravel and what have you that associated with that, and the entrances that were existing. And that brings us to our current plan. So as Mr. Schrader said, the site is about 30 acres. We're surrounded by woods basically on three sides of the site, and then across the road. This is Lowe's Road down here to the bottom. There's actually woods all the way across the street as well. And if we go back to get the Google map up. In the surrounding area, we do have some commercial in the surrounding area. There's a trucking business that sits back here. There's a similar construction yard located on Betts Road in the vicinity to us. And as you can see, most of our neighbors are of agricultural use. There we go. So in terms of the site plan, we submitted, I believe back in November, the commission approved our phase one site plan, which was for the 8,000 square foot building, which is this building here, and the scale operation. And the reason for that was the site, before Mr. Baker purchased it, was transformed from a borrow pit. The borrow pit was filled and done away with. There were still a lot of materials on site. And Mr. Baker was working to remove those materials, and the scale operation allowed him to, get those materials off-site. The entrances to the site are existing. There's an entrance located here. There's another entrance located there. There was a third entrance here at one point in time that's been removed. Our intent is to utilize these two entrances. Associated with the phase one plan was also a fence that runs the length of Lowe's Road. Clearly that's for security purposes and keeping the site secure and keeping people off of the site. And so the new plan or the application before you is to utilize the site as a recycle yard. And so the types of materials that would be coming in would be construction debris, concrete, recycled asphalt, topsoil, wood materials that would be chipped up and mulched on site, and then those would be reused in construction projects elsewhere. So in terms of the activity, in terms of the construction materials, it's actually very similar to the uses that have been in place over the last decades But in terms of the zoning code and the use, when we met with the planning department a number of months ago, we were required to get a modification to our conditional use application because the original conditional use was simply for a borrow pit, and this is a recycle yard. So there's a slight variation, which is why we're back before you this evening. Those activities would all sort of be in this area in terms of the various materials, no different than its existing condition. We're not planning to expand the location of those material areas on site. They would be contained within the same location. In conjunction with that, we would are also proposing a couple of buildings, some small office buildings. This one's about 1,250 square feet. This is some new pavement parking associated with that. And in a two-story building is about 3,000 square feet located here. All of this gray that you're seeing here is existing pavement. So we're really not adding in terms of new pavement and surface to this site. This is all existing gravel now due to the history. And this is existing pavement, and that's going to remain the same with the exception of the smaller additional pavement here for parking and these two smaller office buildings. Trying to think what else I want to tell you. Mr. Schrader already mentioned that sewer and water, we've already got a permit from DENREC for the septic system that's in place, that's actually already been installed. And we have permits for wells for drinking water as well. I did want to show, and I think, Janelle, do you have the picture of the crusher?
Last one.
Okay. So along the lines of the last hearing, there would be crushing activity on the site associated with particularly concrete that comes into the site would be crushed on site. As the previous applicant mentioned, the crushing operation is a DENREC permitted a piece of equipment. That's actually a picture of that equipment there. It is mobile, as you can see, and that equipment would be brought into the site when needed. And crush concrete material on site, and you know it could be taken via you know a low boy or something to another location if needed to crush concrete. So we do anticipate to have concrete crushing activity associated with this application. So we wanted to show you a picture of what that looked like. It's really a mobile piece of equipment. And I think with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. Schrader. Unless I've missed anything.
I don't think so.
All right.
If you'll permit me, Mr. Chairman, and members of the commission, I'll have Mr. Baker come forward, please.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Barry Baker. I'm the president of Adel Construction Company, and we're at a Newark, but we're expanding our work down into the Sussex County area more and more. So we're opening this facility to facilitate our construction operations in Sussex County and into the Salisbury area.
Mr. Baker, you've heard everything that Mr. Ryman had to say on your behalf, and so I want to begin with, do you confirm that what he had to say is true, accurate, and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
And was said the way you would have said it had you been a professional engineer?
Yes.
Thank you. I gotta do that. How many employees do you expect to have on site, Mr. Baker?
We're thinking somewhere around 7.
And those are full-time employees?
There'll be more or less as the trucks come in and out dumping material, so there could be more, but most likely 5 to 7 on site.
And what would be the number of days a week and the hours of your operation?
We'd like to operate 6 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
And as far as this site is concerned, you're currently occupying the site, correct?
Yes.
And have you had any difficulty with traffic, neighbors, or the like as far as your current operations are concerned?
No, not that I'm aware of.
If this conditional use were to be granted, how many trucks per hour would you expect to come into this site or leave the site?
I would think somewhere around 5 to 7 trucks per hour.
And in a day, how many do you think that would be?
Maybe 50 loads.
Thank you. And is that dependent upon the demolition work that's being done at other sites?
Yes.
The demolition material that you bring in, is that material that comes from work or jobs that belongs to your company?
Probably 75% would come from our own company, yes.
And I'm assuming out loud that operations like Joseph or Horsey are not going to come to you but go to their own sites. Is that correct?
I would think so, yes.
Would this site be available to smaller demolition projects?
Yes.
If they wanted to contract?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions of Mr. Baker. And if you'll permit me, I'm just going to wrap up and we'll all be available for you. As you know, in the past, we have submitted to you proposed findings, fact, and conditions of approval in order to give you a matrix from which to operate. You've seen this project before because you have approved some or all of the site plan in November of last year. It's difficult to say exactly where the equipment will be because it is mobile and it will move from stockpile to stockpile as it goes forward with whatever the crushing operations are. Excuse me. This is the type of public or semi-public operation that fits neatly within the conditional use part of our zoning code because it allows you to review the project, make a zoning judgment as to whether or not it's appropriate at this particular location, and then impose conditions that you feel are appropriate to either protect the public or the environment from the operations that would take place. As Mike pointed out, this operation has been around in some form or another for a little over 40 years, so I think we can all agree that the location's not too bad for this. And if you've taken a look at the aerial photos, we don't have many neighbors in this area of where this operation is. So with those happy thoughts in mind, I'll conclude and make all of us available for questions.
All right, sir, we thank you, and we'll start with Mr. Rawls.
Mr. Schrader, I just want to nail down the term recycling, so we're very specific as what it is we're not going to have and what it is we are going to have. So we're not going to have food byproduct. We're not going to have liquid, any kind of liquids recycling. We're not going to have metal or used cars. It's not a metal reclamation thing, right?
No, it's simply concrete, asphalt, and wood and topsoil.
Okay, specifically those items. And then the wood, you talked about crushing concrete. What are you going to chip the wood?
We'll chip the wood for mulch.
So you're going to have a concrete crusher and a wood chipper.
Right.
Okay. And then this is almost like an infill because it has been used for so many activities, the borrow pit and the asphalt plant. But as I recall before on that site, a lot of the trucks used the Lowe's Road entrance that came from the west end of Lowe's Road rather than the east end of Lowe's Road. It was a bit of a cut. It's an easy turn there, and I can understand why truck drivers would use it. But it's a little bit of a longer trip, and the road is not really built for those heavy trucks. Is there any objection to using just the east entrance of Lowe's Road to get to that plant when you're coming off Whitesville Road or Route 30?
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe we have any restrictions from DelDOT.
I think the western entrance has been closed, correct?
Well, I guess just to be clear, when you say the western entrance, are you talking about this entrance?
Not off Betts Road, the one that comes off Whitesville.
Okay. So there's this entrance or this entrance?
But either one. Both of those go on Lowe's Road, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you go towards Gumbrough, if you go to the right, from those entrances, there's a Betts Road goes out to Millsboro Road.
Okay.
If you go around the corner, you go out to Whitesville Road.
Okay.
So when trucks were coming east on Whitesville Road, instead of coming down to this intersection, they were using the west entrance of Lowe's Road, which is maybe a mile up the road or
coming
give or take.
Yes. What you're saying.
Well, actually, they were taking up back towards Whitesville. Lowe's Road connects in a U. There's a Lowe's Road and Whitesville Road intersection up to the left, and there's a Lowe's and Whitesville Road intersection up to the right. And because, there you go, that's a better picture. So you see how that Lowe's Road goes in a semicircle? That's Waitsville Road there. Right there where your pointer is Lowe's Road. Go back right there. That's Lowe's Road. Follow it down to your plant. Go all around. Go back to Waitsville Road. Okay. What I'm saying is, are you willing to accept that entrance there will be your entrance and exit to your facility and not the west entrance to Lowe's Road?
Yeah, I guess I guess the question would be, well, our entrances are right here on Lowe's, but you're saying you want us to try to direct the traffic to you
to correct.
Come from the other direction. Yeah. And I guess the question I would have for Barry is,
can you do that?
Your vehicles, you should be able to.
I would assume so, yes.
I know you can't control any of the small traffic that's from outside, but for your own commercial traffic.
I mean, they're your staff, so.
Okay. Okay. I don't know how we'll manage that within a conditional use or not, but we'll muddle through it. I just want to get that clear. Okay. You have 7 employees. You're going to have a dumpster on site, right?
Yes.
Okay. That'll have to be screened. You'll have a sign on site per ordinance. It's 4x8, double-sided.
There is a sign permit. I actually with the county right now for a sign, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're allowed under code a 4x8, 32 square feet. That's the max. So that sign, since you're going 6 to 6, does it need to be lighted or not?
It will be lighted.
Okay. What are you going to do to mitigate both noise and dust from both the chippers and then just the truck traffic running around on the site?
The noise I don't think will be a problem. You really can't hear that crusher from back on that site. We're going to put it back in the back corner. And there's still a lot of trees around the site that's blocking the noise. And, of course, we'll use water for dust suppression.
Right. The nearest residence is what, over 1,000 feet away?
The nearest one is
about 800.
In conjunction with
800?
It's not 8 and change.
Yeah. Okay, around 800 feet. Okay. And then it looks as if there was a berm being constructed. Is there a berm?
Yes.
It's under construction now?
We put a beautification berm up.
And so that'll be just a landscape on the road frontage. And,
yes.
Of course, you have the forested property on the balance of the property.
Right.
That's right. Do you think a fence is required for security or not?
Yes, I do, because we've had an incident already with theft.
So you'll have a fence around the entire perimeter of the property?
Along the road frontage to start.
And so the gate will be locked?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I think I'm done.
Okay, Mr. Hudson.
I have no questions, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
I think the only question I have would be on chipping the wood chipper. We had one come through a few months ago where they were chipping pallets and all, and it was a huge horsepower. It wasn't just the sound, it wasn't just the RPMs, but it was when they were throwing the pallets in. I guess where I'm headed with the question is, I can appreciate needing to be open 6 to 6, 6 days a week. As far as chipping the wood, do you think you need to chip the wood from 6 to 6, 6 days
no,
a week?
No, I don't. I think we could work with something different than that. I was just talking about the whole facility.
Sure, no, that makes total sense. That's, I think that's really my only question.
Okay. All right, Ms. Stevenson?
All done a wonderful job. No, I have no other questions.
Okay. Ms. Walls?
None for me, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor?
Just wanted to clarify for the record. So it had a previous borrow pit conditional use. Is that conditional use lapsed?
I believe it has because there is no longer a borrow pit application on site. A copy of that permit is included in the exhibit.
Yeah, I saw that.
From 1974 and... I suppose, Mr. Robertson, you and I are used to more sophisticated conditions of approval than we see from the 1970s.
You probably represented the applicant in 1970.
Oh, I was working for the county.
You're one or the other.
And so I was working. And we, you know,
I was graduating from high school.
The reason I was asking is just that, well, as you know, there's conditions that are peculiar to borrow pits, and I wanted to make sure we didn't have to intermingle those, so we're good with letting the borrow pit go.
Just to be clear, one of the things we had to do was add those conditions to the site plan as part of our review, Janelle, if you recall that. So those conditions are actually on the previously approved site plan for the 8,000 square foot, and none of them are a concern.
Okay. That's all the questions I had.
That it? Okay.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2084, Term 2 LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2084? All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Sure. Thank you.
All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next